says she wants our house to be the scariest in Chicago.
Well, if Judy wants to scare people, all she has to do is show them her room.
I don't want to traumatize the kids.
I sure wish I could be here tonight with you guys instead of on duty.
Me too.
You know, Harriet, I hate working on Halloween. I mean, my patrol car is nothing but a bullseye for half-crazed, egg-wielding juvenile delinquents.
Eddie, we need more eggs. Hi, Dad.
Mother dear.
Just why do you two need eggs?
Oh, I was just alerting your son to an impending shortage of farm foods.
Right. Look, Frankenstein, and you two,
Don King. He's my idol.
Well, anyway, I don't want you throwing eggs at anybody, spraying cars with shaving cream, or toilet paper in any houses. Got it?
Got it. Freeze. Spread them. One egg. Two eggs. Shaving cream. Next. Soap. And toilet paper.
They came with the outfit.
Oh, sure. Gee, Rodney. Looks like you have a little egg on your face.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene.
Oh, look, here's my date. Oh, Harriet, I am so sorry we took so long, but the costume store was mobbed.
Well, did we get good outfits?
Good outfits? Great outfits. I'm gonna be Rapunzel.
I'm gonna be Tina Turner.
And I'm gonna be Betty Davis and whatever happened to Baby Jane. Who am I gonna be?
Well, I guess I better go up and check on Richie.
Rachel, who am I gonna be? The Hunchback of Notre Dame!
Well, Harriet, you're a popular size. It was either the Hunchback or Leatherface. Call me crazy, but I thought you'd jump for the hump.
Come on, I'll show you how to do this.
Hey, Dad. Good decorating. The house is looking scary.
Yeah, but not scary enough. We need something else. Something to make the place really frightening.
Hi, guys.
Perfect.
Happy Halloween, guys and ghouls. Peanut brittle, Carl?
Oh, gee, thanks, Steve.
Gotcha, big guy.
That's not funny, Steve.
Made me laugh.
With you in that silly outfit.
Oh, For the last time, I'm not Lois Lane, I'm Tina Turner. Try and remember that, Steve.
Oh, come on, call me Superman.
No.
Soup?
No.
Man of Steel?
Stop it, stop it, stop it!
Well, what's the matter, my little top 40 goddess?
Look, I just want to cash my paycheck, buy some Halloween candy for the trick-or-treaters, and get home as soon as possible. Understand?
No sweat, my pet. After all, I am faster than a speeding bullet. Watch. Oops. Oops. Gotcha. How you doing, Marcy?
Not so good. I couldn't find my sign.
Well, what can I do for you, Steve?
Thank you.
For what?
For making me feel better for not having children.
You know, if I had a buck for every time I heard that, I'd own this bank.
Now, you want to deposit this in your savings account?
Not all of it. I want $9 in my savings account, $11 in my interest-bearing checking account, $7 in my IRA account, and $4 in my Christmas club.
You still have a dollar left, Steve.
I know. Where do you think I should put it? Cash will do her. Happy Halloween, Mars.
Oh, it will be in a minute.
All set, my pet? Hey, look! It's our nation's 16th president. Good old Honest Dave.
Nobody move! This is a sticker! Do what I say, nobody gets hurt. You, super nerd, come in.
Well, actually, we were leaving, so I think we'll just...
Now!
Oh, on my way.
Hit the floor. Not you.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I've never been involved in a robbery before. Well, except for the time my dad got our water bill, and he said, this is highway robbery, but that's hard.
Shut up!
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I'll do anything. Just don't hurt my girlfriend.
I am not his girlfriend.
All right, you people, come out of there. Nice and easy. And lie down next to Aretha Franklin.
Tina, turn.
You, go back there and fill this bag.
With money?
Hurry up!
Abe, I'm having a little problem here.
I should have sent Diana Ross.
Tina, turn.
The cops are coming.
Would you like some penny wrappers?
All right, give me the bag. I gotta get out of here.
Excuse me. He's gone, Laura. Are you okay?
I think so.
Oh, don't worry, sweetikins. It's all over now. They've caught the dirt bag.
Looks like we're gonna be spending some time together.
Winslow? Lieutenant Murtaugh. Sir, who's in charge here?
You are, sir.
Good answer. Fill me in. Well, it's a 211 in progress, sir. Robbery suspect holed up in bank across the street.
Investors Bank of Chicago. Currently paying the highest interest rates on a jumbo CD.
I wouldn't know, sir. But surveillance indicates there is only one suspect. He has hostage's number unknown.
Oh, this is a nasty situation, Winslow. How would you handle it?
Well, sir, I obtained a rough sketch of the bank layout from the bank manager.
That's the manager? I'm changing banks.
But the SWAT team is deployed and covering both exits.
Excellent. Well, let's get in there and turn this guy into a human sprinkler.
Sir, according to the book, we should try to make contact with the suspect and attempt to determine the situation inside. If we negotiate, we might be able to avoid unnecessary loss of life.
Oh. Okay.
Stay cool and don't panic. Everything's gonna be all right.
Thanks, Steve.
I was talking to me.
Shut up! And that goes for you too, Patti LaBelle.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Officer Carl Winslow of the Metro Police Department. Who am I speaking to, please?
Margaret Thatcher. Look, I got five people in here. You want to stay healthy, you give me exactly what I want.
All right, just stay calm. Tell me what you want, and I'll do my best to get it for you.
Really?
Yeah, my only concern is that nobody gets hurt.
Get me a van, gassed up, and I want a plane waiting for me at the airport.
Okay. I'll get on this, but it's gonna take some time.
I'm not a phone person. I'm a gun person. You got 1 hour.
All right. I'll do my best. But if I'm gonna make this happen, I need to speak to someone to make sure everybody in there is okay.
You. Paul Abdul. One of Chicago's finest wants to know if you people are okay.
Hello?
Laura?
Daddy?
Sweetheart, what are you doing in there?
Well, 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 isn't this interesting? My luck has changed. I got me a cop's daughter here. And if you want it back safe and sound, you get me my van. And fast.
Good news. I found three peanut butter cups in Carl's sock drawer.
Good eating.
We're back.
Hey, look, Humphrey. It's Janet Jackson and Raphael. Did you kids have fun?
Yeah, it was great, dudes.
Look how the kids would... Wait a minute. My bag's almost empty. Yours is full.
I don't know. I guess I'm just cuter.
Rachel, Now that the kids are on a sugar high, see if you can get them to sell us their candy.
But I thought Laura and Steve went out to get some.
They never came back. Probably out goofing around.
Well, it's Halloween. By the way, Harriet, I'm a little disappointed in you.
Why?
Well, I thought you'd at least try on the hump.
Listen to me. I waited long enough. These hostages are history if you don't deliver in 5 minutes. That's better. Pizzas will be here in 5 minutes.
Hey, and in another 10 minutes, we'll get them for free.
Shut up.
Laura. I think I can take this guy. Are you nuts?
care. I've been pushed too far. Why, he's threatened us, ridiculed us, and he wouldn't let us get anchovies on our pizzas. A guy can only take so much.
Steve, he's got a gun. He'll shoot you and you'll die. Go for it, Steve.
Made a big mistake.
Not as big as the one your parents made.
To a movie?
Well, I have to try something to save you.
What are you doing? Next to Chaka Khan. Well, finally, the pizza's here. All right, come on, let's go. What took you so long?
Sorry, man. I caught a flat on me bike. Hey, that's a real gun.
Yeah, and that better be real pizza.
Oh, it is, man. Best in town. Cheese fresh. A $22, man.
The cops are paying.
Shoot. That means no tip.
You open it.
See? Just grease.
Whoa!
Everybody okay? Oh, you won't get too hard.
Get some tomato soup, and you, pork and beans.
Mom, you will never believe what happened to us.
Young lady, where have you been? You were supposed to be back here with more candy more than 3 hours ago.
We were forced to hand out canned goods and pork products.
Then I want to know where you were and what happened.
Carl, can I talk to you for a minute?
What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh, I just...
Steve, what's wrong?
I'm a coward.
What are you talking about?
I picture myself overpowering that robber and saving the day. I chickened out. I just did everything he told me to do.
Well, Steve, that's exactly what you should have done.
No, no. Laura was in danger. I mean, I should have done something.
Steve, that man was armed. I mean, if you had made a move, you might have gotten hurt. Laura might have gotten hurt.
But you made a move. I mean, you waltzed in there with that silly wig and bad accent. You were a real hero, Carl.
Steve, can you keep a secret?
Sure.
I was real scared, too.
But really? You didn't show it?
Only because I've been trained for those situations. But remember, I used your trick snakes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Steve, you stuck by my daughter. You made sure that she was okay. You did your very best to do that. And in my book, that makes you a hero.
Thanks, Mon.